This is Ozarks at Large.
Buenas tardes a todos.
Last night in Springdale, there were prayers in Marshallese, English, and Spanish, involving people from many different denominations. The prayers were at the Workers' Justice Center in Springdale, and they were for workers killed or hurt on the job in Arkansas. The observation of Workers' Memorial Day is part of a national week dedicated to making the workplace safer.
In 1989 in the U.S., it started being recognized by unions and by worker centers and by communities as a day and a week to remember people and recommit ourselves to continuing to improve safety and health conditions.
Anna Stitt is the safety and health coordinator at the Workers' Justice Center. A few hours before last night's ceremony, she explained the purposes of the observation are to raise awareness for both workers at dangerous jobs and the general public.
One thing that people can do if they are in managerial positions and are sort of oblivious or think that things are fine, are to set up worker committees to actually hear from the workers, because the power imbalance is so strong in most working spaces that workers don't actually feel safe coming forward. There's a lot of retaliation, etc. But figuring out a mechanism to have worker committees who are actually given some power in the workplace to speak out about health and safety conditions, et cetera, to be given some decision-making power of people on the ground.
Anna says since January 2013, 32 people have suffered sudden deaths in Arkansas because of on-the-job accidents ruled preventable. A report by the National Council on Occupational Safety and Health attributes 50,000 deaths nationally each year because of illnesses or accidents associated directly with an occupation. That same report says the fatality rate for Hispanic workers is especially high, 4.2 deaths per 100,000 workers in 2012. Anna Stitt says the Workers' Justice Center uses this week to strengthen communities concerned about the safety of workers in this region.
We're reaching out to, as of the Workers' Center, we're an interfaith center, so we reach out to a wide range of communities. We reach out to workers, a lot of whom are immigrants, a lot of whom are undocumented and feel very powerless, to let them know, to do trainings, to do organizing, to let them know that they do have power, especially collectively. So our worker members will be there in the Marshallese and the Latino community, and then we're reaching out more and more to the Black and White community as well. And then also, so we're an interfaith center, we reach out to churches, both where workers who do dangerous work go and also to allies, some of whom are in the managerial level of work and also just concerned allies in the community who may have more power as middle-class people and who can act from their faith or just from their convictions.
The Workers' Justice Center, located in a small building on Emma Avenue in downtown Springdale, has a half dozen staff members. The center doesn't have lawyers or staff, but can help workers connect to attorneys. And the center does offer classes and workshops designed to educate people about their rights on the job.
To go over sort of that you don't have to do work that could potentially kill you if you see that, that you don't, that you have the right to complain, that you have the right to have the company pay for your treatment if you have an injury or an accident, things like that. So to go over and help people know what the process is, that this, it doesn't have to be your reality, it shouldn't be.
Anna says the Justice Center also sent two local workers to Washington, D.C. recently to testify against a USDA proposal to increase production line speeds at some poultry plants across the country. And she says she also wants members of the community not engaged in potentially dangerous work to be aware.
Thinking about how are we complicit when we're buying a chicken sandwich, when we're having our bathroom redone, when we are even leaving tip at a restaurant. Like, it's better to leave cash on the table than include it on your debit card or your credit card, because it's easier for management to take it and not share it back with the waitresses. So even just the tiny little things.
Anna Stitt is the safety and health coordinator at the Workers' Justice Center in downtown Springdale. I talked to her yesterday in advance of a ceremony honoring people who had been killed or injured on the job in Arkansas in the past year. This is Ozarks at Large.
Pray these things in Jesus' name.
Oramos esto en nombre de Jesús.
Amén.